What's up, what's up, what's up, and welcome to the Conversations with Chance Mutuku. I hope you're doing well. I hope this message finds you in good spirits. On my end, I am extremely energized and excited for the new year ahead. Today's episode is very simple and straight to the point. We're going to be talking about goals because this is the time during the year where everybody has these resolutions and just goals that you want to tackle within the next 12 months. And I figured to touch note on that since now is probably the best time to be talking about things like this, right? Everybody's putting together their lists and just all this exciting stuff that you want to get up to. So this is kind of my two cents on goals and how to set them. The first thing that to me I think is very important is recognizing what kind of goals you're setting. There are long-term goals which usually take up a number of years, and then there's short-term goals which usually happen within a shorter amount of time. You know, so recognize what that long-term goal is, that bigger vision, right? And then within that bigger vision, set those short-term goals, sort of like those touch points, those checkpoints that allow you to get to that bigger goal, if that makes sense. So maybe your long-term goal within the next 5 years is to buy a house. Your short-term goal would be to, by the end of this year, save up $5,000. You know, and then once you kind of establish that general map, right, then you can begin to even break that down into like farther, smaller, like doable things, like put away $200 every month. You know, something along those lines. That way you're not just trying to go at this huge goal right away without having some kind of strategy and map around it. Okay, so recognize long-term and short-term goals and then kind of create your site map around that. The second thing is to be specific with your goals. So an example of that is somebody saying, oh, my goal for the new year is to be more fit. Okay, what does that mean? You know, then there's a difference between that and somebody who goes, my goal for this year is to lose 10 pounds. You see what I mean? So there's a difference between generalizing, which we all have a habit of doing, and being specific. Like being fit, yes, we get it. You want to be fit, but what does being fit mean? You got to dig a bit deeper and specify what it is within being fit, as an example, that you want to accomplish. And I think that will help you just navigate and again create that map a little bit easier. You know, it just makes things and that process a lot more simple on your end. All right. And then the third point is you have to make your goal measurable. You have to be able to, at the end of the year, we're going to use that example of being fit, right? At the end of the year, you have to be able to look back and clearly measure that goal. So if you wanted to lose 10 pounds, let's step on this scale and have the moment of truth. And hopefully by the end of the year, by the end of the 12 months, your goal is measurable. And if you fall short, that's okay as well. You know, what can you do better moving forward? How can you improve upon that? So your goal has to be measurable as well. The next point is that you have to make sure that your goals are attainable, and especially that they are reasonable and you're able to accomplish them within that specific timeline, you know. So you cannot just be at a place where you just got your first job and within the next year you're trying to become a billionaire. You know, that just doesn't make sense. It's not attainable within that timeline. So back to what we were saying earlier, why not make that? It's okay to you want to become a billionaire. In fact, everybody should be aiming that high. You know what I mean? But you could make the billionaire thing, you know, if that's your thing, that's your thing. You can make that long-term goal. But then within that long-term goal, again, set little attainable touch points, check marks. You know, maybe it's by the end of this year I want to make 50k or 100k, and then the next year based on that timeline of the year in reference to the long-term goal, maybe the next year you're gonna try to make 200k, you know, and then you just keep increasing it in reference to that long-term goal. That makes a lot more sense and it's a lot more attainable. It makes your journey a lot smoother and more strategized. The fifth point is that you have to make sure that those goals are also relevant. I mean, a quick example of that is somebody who has never done any physical activity in their life having a goal to become an Olympic champion at the end of the year. It just doesn't make sense. First of all, it's not attainable, and it really just isn't relevant. It doesn't make sense, you know, within that person's lifestyle, and value. So you have to make sure that your goal is in alignment with your values and your long-term objectives, that long-term goal that you have already set. Does that make sense? I hope I haven't lost you yet. The next point is that your goals have to be time-based. We've already talked about this, so it's just common sense. You have to put a timeline on your goals. So rather than be like, oh yeah, moving forward, I want to be more fit. It's like, put a timeline on that. And this just allows you to be accountable. You have a reference point. So you, contrary to that moving forward, I want to be fit example, you could be like, within the next year, I want to lose 10 pounds, as we said, right? And then within that timeline, you could begin to create some kind of roadmap, you know, to make sure that you're going to be able to accomplish that goal within that specific timeline. So timeline is really, really important. And last but not least, make sure that the goals that you set are scary goals, because you know, if you set a goal that you accomplished last year, why not one up it, you know, the year following it, the next year, you know, why not keep striving to become a better person and to just grow, to see how far you can really push yourself. You know, as I always say, your goals should just give you goosebumps. Every time you think or talk about them, you should get that feeling that is like almost intimidating. You know, that means, if you get that, it means that you're setting your goals high, you're aiming high, and you're really pushing yourself. So your goals should scare you. Yeah. And also, that being said, there's a difference, there's a line between, you know, scary as in, you know, on your journey to realize your goals, and danger, which I am definitely not advocating, you know. So don't put yourself in danger because of your goals, you know, something that will harm you physically. No, I'm talking about it in context to accomplishing goals and positive things that will make you a better person. One last add-on is that, you know, you want to make sure that your goals, you're writing them somewhere, and that, you know, you're just keeping yourself accountable. You know, sometimes, you know, you may fall short here and there, but just keep that positive outlook. Continue to be optimistic on this journey and just go with the flow. As long as you're progressing forward, that's all that matters, you know. I guess the last thing I was going to mention is that as you're setting your goals, make sure you leave room for God or whatever you believe in, you know, leave room for Jesus, leave room for Allah, you know, because, you know, the thing about life is that things will happen, things will pop up out of the blue, you know, things don't always go as planned. So leave room for that, for some magic. You know, sometimes things may end up working out even better than you expected. And, you know, make sure you prepare the stage and your heart for that. You know, last year, to be completely transparent, I had said I was trying to apply for some kind of certificate, right? That usually requires, I think it's like years and years to just get through that whole process. So I applied for the first step of that certificate, and then I don't know, just things worked out in my favor. Something that I had thought was gonna take me 3 years, believe it or not, I was able to achieve in 3 or less months. Yeah, the universe, God just happened to be on my side, and you know, my name definitely did its job, you know, and I just got, yeah, I got blessed in that process. So yeah, leave room for magic, and yeah, just make sure that you're continuing to keep yourself accountable. So yeah, and I look forward to hearing all about your goals. Please do not shy away from sharing them with me if you want me to keep you accountable, if you want to keep each other accountable, you know what I'm saying, because that's really important. Whatever that is you want to share with me, share it at Chance Mutuku on all platforms, most especially Instagram, because that's where I'm at the most. And if you think somebody else is gonna find value from this episode, please do not shy away from sharing it with them. Also, do not forget to subscribe to whichever platform you use to listen to this podcast and leave a review. You know, share your thoughts with me, and I'll be more than happy to take them in and to continue to improve. Until next time, let's keep it positive. Let's keep encouraging each other. And yeah, Happy New Year. Let's get it. Bruh!